Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. The holidays are fast approaching, and so this podcast is going to be another shorter one because I know you guys have a lot to do. But I want to challenge you. I know in episode 135, I talked about taking your China teacups and turning them into ornaments and giving those as holiday gifts this year. I'm going to be giving you some more ideas just like that, that are not going to take very much money or very much time on your part, but are going to open up some really awesome conversations as the family gathers here towards the end of the month. So I have four things that I specifically want to talk to you about in addition to that teacup idea. When your family gathers, wherever they gather, I want you guys to look at the photos that you've collected over the years. So, like I mentioned in episode 135, usually there's somebody in the family that is considered the historian. And this is the person who ends up getting all of the photos, all of the old valuable furniture, or what we figure is valuable from past generations. They might have all of the china at their house. This is the person that is usually more sentimental. And you don't necessarily meet at their house, but they have the stuff. Sometimes it's the oldest sibling in the family. Sometimes it's the youngest. It just depends. You know who it is in your family, or maybe you are that person. So I want to think about what is in your storage room that is memories. And we're going to be thinking about who you're going to be spending the holidays with. Now, Thanksgiving has already passed, and Hanukkah and Christmas are up next, but you know, this is a podcast that you could be listening to this at any time. So I want you to be thinking about when you spend time with your family annually, where you usually do that. Maybe in your family, it's a really big summer reunion and it happens on the family farm, which I've never been to our family farm reunion, but there is one. And so many people come there from all generations, lots of different people. And when you go to these big events, there are so many things you could do. You hang out, sometimes you play sports, you almost always eat, and there's lots of talking. And as you know, all of my photos are in photo albums. But when I was asked on the book tour, I had this question posed to me about what do you do if you have 30 boxes worth of photos? What do you do with them? And the idea of putting 30 boxes of photos into photo albums is very overwhelming. And to be honest, I don't even know if it's necessary. Like, I have so many photo albums. What am I going to do with these photo albums now? I've collected photo albums. So that's my own problem. So one of the things we came up with as a group was to just pull out the pictures and talk about them and look at them as they are in the boxes. So if you have the photos in your basement over the holidays, bring one of the boxes up. So if it's you and your kids, and that's who's going to be at the holiday event, bring one box up and have them go through, especially if they're teenagers or young adults. It will be so fun to hear what they have to say, and they will love listening to your stories. I know when family members have passed away and we've gotten together, and you usually pull out photos at that time, I love hearing the stories about my parents and grandparents and the aunts and uncles as they look through the photos. Because to be honest, even if you put all of your photos in beautiful photo albums, if you don't look at them as families together, you don't know the stories and you don't get to relive the memory together. So I would love it if you guys would just grab your photos, bring those out one night as everybody's just sitting around and start laughing and talking about the photos. And what we decided to do at the end of the book tour, when we were done having that discussion with everyone who was in the room, the question was, well, what do you do then? Like, after everyone's talked about the photos, then do you record all that, put it in a book, you know, create a big to-do list and homework for yourself? And the answer that was come to was, just let everybody take the photos home. Like, if people want a photo, let them take it home. If they want a whole box of photos, let them take it home. Maybe you'll have someone in that group who is a teenager and young like I was that would have loved to put it in a scrapbook for you. And all you have to do is buy the scrapbook. Let them do it. Like, it's never going to be perfect anyway. Let the teenagers do it. Or maybe there are some photos in those boxes that other family members would like to frame and put in their houses. They didn't know that those photos existed. But I think the conversation that ensues over boxes of photos would be really, really fun. And we could just let go of the perfectionism of having them in these perfect albums or scanned or displayed or copied so that everybody has all the exact same photos and just enjoy the stories. Now, the efficient person in me would love it if, you know, the blurry and the ones that aren't even memorable could be deleted, like people could help you get rid of some of the photos. But I also know that's really hard to do. I would think if you start doing this every year where you just pull out a box of photos, eventually the family would be able to help you delete them. And maybe you have someone, especially a teenager or someone in college, who has a scanner and could scan those photos for you guys. So you could find out that, okay, these are our 100 favorite ones, and we're going to have the teenager scan them for us. Teenagers have time and usually understand technology better than anyone else. So that would be a great person to do that job for you. So pull out the photos and don't, like what I would do, I'd be like, okay, this is a great idea. We're going to get through all 30 boxes of photos. Everybody sit down, ready, filing. So, you know, don't be like me, have more fun and just get through one box. But if you have 30 boxes of photos in your basement and you do one box every time the family gets together and get to enjoy those, you'd be amazed how fast those boxes go away. And you don't have to put that box back down there. Like, even ask the family, what should we do with these photos? Here's just along the lines of the photos. If you have your own or your kids' school photos and you already have one in a frame, like we have an 8x10 frame where we have our kids' photos, and you've already had that school picture in your wallet for the year and then you change out that school picture, you don't have to keep all of the other pictures that came with those kids' school pictures. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you bought a certain package so that you could get an 8x10 and 2 5x7 so that you have a picture and both of their grandparents have pictures. And then with that came like 50 million trillion little itty bitty pictures that I don't even know what you're supposed to do with those, but you kept them because they're photos. We don't get rid of photos, right? Yes, we get rid of photos. It's okay. It's okay to get rid of those photos. It's okay to get rid of the envelopes that they came in. It's okay to get rid of scenery photos, like almost all scenery photos, unless you're a photographer or you're going to make an album about a trip that you went to. The only photos that people in the future are going to care about are the pictures of you on that vacation, not the actual pictures of where you went on vacation. So keep photos of people, not scenery. Keep photos, only one, not duplicates. And if you have, like, I don't know, 50 pictures of one event, pick the best five and keep those best five. So you don't necessarily even have to do anything with your photos. Let's just get down to a lesser quantity of photos to begin with. Number two, I want you to record the stories. Now, when I say record the stories, my analytical self again, maybe I am a perfectionist. I don't know. It's like, okay, we need to write all of these down, catalog them, put them with the picture that they go with. Or I know a lot of people will audio record while family members go through photos, which is fun, or video record it. But what I find is we never go back and look at those. So when I say record the stories, I'm thinking more like the oral tradition that how history has been passed down in the past. So stories were passed and history was passed from generation to generation through telling the stories. So if the photos are out and it sparks the conversation about how, this is one of my favorite conversations. So my mom and dad are both the oldest in their family. My dad is the oldest of six kids from an Irish Catholic family. So when my mom and dad met, they were in high school. I think my mom was 15 or 16 and my dad's 1 year older. So they were dating in high school. But like his brother was, they were little, like his brothers and sisters were little. And so they would go on dates and they would come home and get a kiss. And my aunts would be up in the windows going, kissy, kissy. And so I love hearing those stories about my parents' early dating days or all that kind of stuff. So this oral history, these pictures that are coming out, and you have the grandchildren in the room and they are listening to you laugh and tell these stories of, do you remember when mom caught us doing blah, blah, blah? And do you remember when you did this with the car? I love those stories so much more than if somebody was giving me a recording of our history or it all written down on paper. So when I say record the stories, I also mean record them in your mind. Like, just take it in and really enjoy the moment. And don't worry about how this is being preserved for future generations. Just enjoy living through it right now. All right, number three is to pull out attic boxes with grown kids. So the last two pictures I had in my mind as I was telling the stories about the photos and recording the stories, in my mind, these would happen at my aunt's and uncle's houses or my parents' house where the extended families gathered and we would be looking through these photos. This next one where you pull out the attic boxes with your grown kids would either happen with you and your mom or you and your kids. So you would go to your mom's house, your mom or mom and dad's house, and you would go through the storage room or the attic with them, and you would look at the items that are yours that are still stored in the basement. Or in my case, you know, I would go through the basement and I would have Joey and Abby there and I would pull out, you know, their baby boxes and show them the stuff that we're saving for one day when they have kids, or go through old, trying to think because there's not very much down there. But I think especially college age kids, like when your college age kids are home, they're going to want to hang out with their friends. But like on a Saturday morning, you could grab a couple of boxes out of the storage room or the attic and have those in the family room and then go through them with them and say, hey, we saved your teddy bear. And you remember these trophies that you have? And here's the art project you did in second grade. And enjoy that time with them before they're married and have their own kids. And after you enjoy that time with them, then say, how much of this are you going to want in your house one day? And have them say, oh yeah, you know, we could take a picture of the trophies and then I don't need those. You better not touch my bear. I want my bear. And I didn't need that second grade project. I don't know why you still have that. Like, then they'll go off and they'll hang out with their friends. And then you can say, okay, well, these things are gone and these things are staying. And maybe the next morning there are three more boxes out of the basement. When you do it this way, you get to spend time with your family, you're making memories, you're reliving the memories, and you're decluttering at the same time. So if you have grown kids and your basement is bulging with their stuff, identify that before they come home and then have, you know, 3 to 5 boxes in your family room. Don't take them down to the basement. Don't make it some big project. Have it be fun. I'm saying this to myself, not to you. I'd be like, okay, here's the agenda of the day. We are going to go through the storage room. And my children would be running from the house screaming. So bring the boxes up to the family room. Have it be a big social thing. And remember, children will make the decisions if you do the heavy lifting. Now, this can go the opposite way too. Let's say you're going back to your parents' house and you're now an adult child. You can do the same thing with them. Go down to the storage room, go up to the attic, get a couple of boxes, bring it to the family room, and have them tell you about the items that are in there. Hey, mom, tell me about the 89 million skeins of yarn I see in this box. Just kidding. And maybe they'd be like, oh, I didn't even know I had that. And then offer to donate it for them or say, hey, I know that the local whatever needs more yarn. Could I donate it for you? And see if they'll say yes. Or go down there and get the photos yourself and have them tell you about the photos and start to work through that storage room with your parents while they can still tell you about the memories and help you make some of the decisions. And then the last one is about these home movies that you have. I remember once when I was at my dad's house, I think it was when his father passed away, they got out the family movies and they played them. And all I remember was dad had these little red shoes and he had red curly hair and it looked adorable. That's the only thing I remember from these videos. My aunts and uncles were laughing and crying and telling all kinds of stories watching these home videos. Now, what I know is I have a lot of home videos of my kids. Like, we ran that video recorder all the time, but we never watched them. I've had some of them. My mom turned some of them into DVDs. I think she did it at Costco. She just took the little VHS tapes, the small ones, and Costco turned it into DVDs, which is really fun, but they're really long. I think we have like three of them. It's like 6 hours worth of videos. And here's the thing. When you turn those videos on and you start watching them, like, it's so addicting. Like, you can't walk away, even though it's just a picture of my kid rocking and almost crawling for like 30 minutes. You can't leave the room because, oh, I know they're going to crawl in a minute, any minute. Meanwhile, they're walking in the room, right? But it's so fun. It's so cute. You never fast forward. So like, you watch every single minute of these. And I have hours and hours and hours more of tapes in the basement that I haven't even turned to DVDs yet. So over the holidays this year, I'm going to put some of these DVDs on and have us watch the pictures that we have of the kids as babies. And I think that'd be fun to be running after dinner. And, you know, people can be talking and that's on the TV as opposed to sports or whatever else is on the TV. And that'll spark more conversations too. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of ways that you can share the memories that are in your basement without any additional time, without any additional pressure on you, without any expectation of creating some kind of a project. I just really want us to start to enjoy that we're saving these memories and we're preserving all of this for future generations. But what we need is to enjoy it now and really be cementing and recording these stories in our mind so that these pictures and videos and items that we're storing will have meaning for future generations. The other thing is, as we do this, we'll see that it's easier to declutter these heavy emotional items. I don't know as I'd recommend doing this with, let's say, your mother's items if your mother just passed in the last few years. It might be a little bit too raw and a little bit too hard to do this. It's easier to do this when you're doing it with your college and young adult children, and you're going through their memory boxes from first, second, and third grade. Like, you need some kind of a separation between the event happening and going through the memories in order for this to be just a laughing, fun time and easy to let go of the items as you're going through it. I cannot wait to hear what you guys do this holiday season. So you have got to post in the Facebook group. I want to see pictures. Like, just stand back and take a picture of your whole family playing with photos on the table, or your kids going through old boxes, or family watching old movies. Like, I would just love to see pictures of that. Flood the Facebook group over these holidays, and we can all enjoy and encourage each other to share the memories and not worry about it being perfect or presenting it in a perfect way. You guys have a great week.